possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So the direction of the conversation for a lot of years, it's obviously changed. I mean, first of all, sports radio's changed, sports, how you guys consume it. You know, there was no apps, there was no social media back in the day. So I say this because, I enjoy it, I do, but I think it's gotten a little bit too much. And I think that whenever we talk about a situation, we always reach for so many things in the past. Now, part of the reason we do that, especially with the Yankees, is that it's almost unavoidable. So, like, if you call me, and we've done primarily Mets today, and this is about the Mets where I'm going, but I want to just connect this thread here. Like, if you call up, and we're having a Yankee conversation, and I'm ranting and raving, and you're doing the same thing. Oh, you know, how come the three straight righties, Jason Dominguez, not that he's playing great, but Dominguez on the bench, three straight games against the righty. What the hell's the plan for Dominguez? Well, then invariably what happens is we have to like almost backtrack to, well, if you go back to the Stanton contract instead of getting Bryce Harper or Machado, and like we almost have to set these stupid stones in motion and these wheels in motion to get to the primary point. It's exhausting, but in a lot of ways it's kind of imperative, almost because it could come across as lazy. Because for me to tell you why, outside of him not playing amazing and horrendously on defense, why Dominguez is sitting against three straight righties, I want to give you the proper context. And, well, you know, you got three catchers and you've got a couple of first basemen. Now with Goldschmidt maybe being out a little bit, that's different. So anyway, we get, and then you can maybe get into the Hicks and the Donaldsons and the Gallows and all that stuff, right? And what we've gotten away from the most part, which is what I grew up really listening to, all the guys and gals on the fan, primarily Mike and Chris, who are always my favorite. I had other favorites as well, but it's Mike and Chris, would be them railing on some decision that Joe Torre made. Or, you know, Bobby V. What are you doing with, I don't know, Armando Benitez? I'm just throwing wacky things out there. It's become less about the missteps by a coach or a manager, and less football. We still get very minutia and very literal, like, why didn't you call a timeout? Why did you call a timeout? Well, those things matter. Right? But in baseball, we kind of gloss over it. I'm not glossing over it today. Mendoza lost the game for the Mets. It's okay to say it. We still like Mendy. We still think he could be very good. He's had a rough couple of months, and he had a brutal night last night. And he had a brutal night because he had two decisions. One is to get rid of a guy who was not exhausted and who was not showing obvious signs of falling apart. And he decided to sit him down and go with somebody who keeps the ball on the ground. And this one was not on the ground. And Rodgers base hit, whatever, lead gone, Mets lose. But what he should have done, so it's about pulling Senga. That's the primary part. But there was a greater message to be sent there. That, to me, was a chance to make a U-turn from this Mets season of constant three innings, four innings, 90 pitches and four innings, shower, bullpen, 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 bullpen. You had a chance to stabilize it. And I don't know, maybe course correct and hit the reset button. Now, if you would have kept Senga in there, who was still throwing 95 and whose ghost was still dancing, I've said that all day, And he hit 95 on the four-seamer in that last at-bat. So it's there in Ozuna's at-bat. So it's there if you don't believe me. He could have given up a bloop hit. He could have gotten a strikeout. He could have given up a home run. He could have gotten booed off the mound. He could have anything. I don't know what would have happened if you left him in there. But I'm not just reacting to what happened by not leaving him in there. That's like anybody could see that. That's the low-hanging fruit. And Rodgers is good. And this is not about Rodgers. No, he's not. He's human. He's been very good since he got here. And he's very good overall. And I trust him. I do. But I thought that was a chance to just kind of like reverse tide. Like, you know what? He's not at 109 pitches. It's not the eighth inning. He didn't just have this incredibly laborious at bat where it's 13 pitches, foul ball, foul ball, foul ball. No, dude. The Olsen at bat was a little taxing, seven pitches. Then it was one pitch. Then it was Ozuna K. And then it was a base hit to center field. Big damn deal. So what I'm saying is, yeah, there's Stearns issues and there's residue, certainly, which might ultimately define the season, not getting the right starting pitchers before the season, trusting certain guys too much, not getting a starting pitcher at the deadline. But I don't need to say that today. Today, for me, last night was about Carlos Mendoza mismanaging the game, period. 888-808-1019. Kenny on Staten Island, BT and Sound on the Fan. What's going on, Kenny?
Hey, BT, hope everything's well.
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. You too.
Yeah, before I get to Mendoza, I think the new walking song for Helsley should be the Titanic music, the theme song for the Titanic, because the ship is sinking.
That's a good one. You know what? That's a good one. It's a good one.
And next week, listen, I played golf.
I got another one for you. Hold on. I'll let you get to the. We can play this game all day. How about we just come? He starts coming out to the doors. This is the end. This is the end, my friend. Oh boy, Gannon, what about golf?
We can go all day. Listen, well, you playing golf with JJ next week? I played with him numerous times.
Yeah,
JJ's hysterical. He's not a bad golfer.
I know.
Considering he's only played a few years, but JJ's a great guy to play with. I hope you guys have a great time.
What's he shooting? Is JJ low 90s, mid 90s, high 90s? Where's
he at? I think he's mid 90s. But the best thing about JJ is he does the play by play.
I do that too sometimes with my buddies. I do.
Oh, it's hysterical.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hanging with him.
A couple of times, Beningo's told him to shut up. JJ, let's play. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, he's a nutball.
But listen, you're 100% spot on with Mendoza. He blew the game last night. First of all, he challenged his pitches, and he said it publicly. He wants these guys to start going deep into games. And what does he do?
Yep.
He pulls them.
Yep.
For no reason. It wasn't like Senga was struggling. He didn't have any, labor innings. He didn't have any of those.
Nope.
And he was, his ball was moving. I think if he would have got out of that inning, I would have gave him the next inning.
Yeah.
Considering what this team's doing.
Well, it depends. You would have, okay, I'm going to push back a little bit on that, Kenny. So he's at 93. Let's say he gets that out. You give Rodgers a clean seventh, whatever. I don't know. Maybe I give him one batter to start the seventh. Maybe.
Yeah, that's what you do then the first batter was a righty.
Yep.
It would have been. And then if he screws that up, even if he gets that batter, then I hook him and I bring in the lefty Soto, because the next two batters would have been lefty.
Correct.
That's what I would have did.
Okay. Yeah.
So that would have been the route to go.
I just don't know. I'm just saying, Kenny, I'm just saying from a pitch, and thank you for the call, buddy, from a pitch amount or the amount of pitches thrown, probably a better way to say it, I don't know if you're going to go from, I think 75 was prior high, to 106 or 7, which is what you might be flirting with if you run him back out for another inning. But I don't think it would have been untenable to have him go from 93 to 97, 98, 90. Plus, more importantly, the messaging. Now, when Schmidt had a chance to throw the no-hitter, and we were at Fanatics Fest, right? And I remember saying, it's the right move, because that was after 7. And if it was after 8, well, maybe it's a different discussion, but you knew he was already at a threshold that was kind of getting a little uncomfortable. So if you're not going to let him go 9, why even run him back out there for 8? I agreed with that. That's early in the season. That's a young kid. There's 40 games to go, man. I mean, your team is bleeding out. It's This is Senga's best start in a while. You know, and if it was maybe a young kid, I understand, well, you know what? It's his best outing in a while. Let him definitely feel good about it. Even though Senga's only been here a couple years, he's a battle-tested pro. We can handle this. I just thought it was weak, man. No other way to say it. Let me get Joe in Liberty, New York. Joe, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
Hey, BT, how are you?
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe. I got a couple questions for you. You keep talking about Soto not being 26.
Well, I just asked the question. I didn't say that he is. I don't know for sure.
Dance around it, right, a little bit?
No, I didn't. I didn't dance around anything. I said I don't think he's 26. He doesn't look 26.
Okay, so you don't think he's 26?
I don't think he looks 26.
Go ahead. Are you aware the MLB has a whole department dedicated to verifying players' ages, especially from the Dominican Republic?
Of course. I'm aware of everything that you're going to tell me. I'm also aware of baseball being very inconsistent. It's funny, when Shohei Ohtani is somehow connected to some embezzlement or gambling, that's gone in a day, and then some other scrubs are involved in their baddest for the year. So don't tell me about the equity, like the equitable nature of Major League Baseball. I don't want to hear about it.
Well, okay. How about Steve Cohen? Don't you think he would investigate up Soto's you-know-what? Investing that many years and that much money into him?
Maybe not. Maybe because if you're blinded by the desire to get something now, maybe you kind of overlook some things down the road. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
I mean, I'm just asking Joe.
Yeah,
and I'm not trying to be contentious with you, man. I appreciate the pushback. But does he look, and I'm not, I don't know, a plastic surgeon or I'm not God, does he look 26?
I don't know his family line. I don't, you know what I mean? I don't know what his father looks like or his grandfather.
That's true.
And when he came up, and if you look when he came up, he did, and I think someone mentioned it before, he looked young. He looked like a baby face when he came up when he was, I don't know, when he came up when he was 19.
Yep,
he
19.
Looked 19.
Yep. Yep.
He looked 19. He didn't look 25, and now he looks 36, which I'll be honest with you. But I do look, because I'm a huge Mets fan, and I look at body language with him and everything. I probably do a tool.
Can't be loving it.
Myself. Not, yeah. He doesn't have any gray hairs. I mean, I know at 20.
No, gray hair.
Yeah, I get it. But, but you're saying, how old do you think he is, in your opinion?
I don't know. It's like, I don't even want to give you a 29? Number, because it's just giving it more and more credence. I don't know. I mean, by the way, I don't think he's in his 30s. I'm not saying that.
Okay.
Slut, maybe. Okay. Close. Thanks for the call there, Joe. Hey, BT and Sal on the fan. 888-808-1019 inside of our Town Fair Tire Studio. Our friends at Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut today. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. So this is going to be a circus on Thursday playing with Francesca. With Francesca. So between, certainly, at least Sal and I haven't seen JJ play yet. You're going to have a lot of bad shots. Now, apparently, we're going to have JJ being Jim Nance, which is something that I do, and my friends love it. I don't do it all the time, but I'll mess around. Like, I'll be like, break into that really low golf voice. Dano, about 19 feet a little bit here. He's been playing well, trying to make the cut.
But from what I've heard, JJ does not do the low golf voice.
He
loud? Does it full loud, yes.
No, he doesn't.
That's what they said on the morning show.
Like, how do they know? Who's played with him?
CeeLo has played with him.
Oh, Chris. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Today.
Really?
I think Jerry might have played with him also.
So, like, he screams? Like
He's himself, which is loud.
Yeah, he is loud. He's loud. That's going to be fun. Hopefully he doesn't talk incessantly the whole round. I mean, it's time and a place for JJ. All right, 888-808-1019. BT and
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sound on the Fan 20 after 12. We got you till 2. Evan and Tiki coming up after that. So we got a lot of Yankee stuff on the table. Earlier, I want to reset that very briefly from Volpe, if you missed it. Also, of course, the Mets, Mendoza blew it last night. When does it end? They are 13 of 15, five straight series. They've lost a half a game up on the wild card. That is very tenuous. You know, and I know it's easy to kind of dismiss. And I'm not sitting here saying I'm watching the Reds play every night. I'm not. But the Reds, whatever, stop the Reds. Terry Francona's their manager. I mean, Terry Francona. Now, maybe Mendoza eventually gets to that level, which, I mean, I would bet against it because I think Terry Francona's as good as it gets. So I don't think Mendoza's going to be an all-time manager. I think he's good, and I think he'd become very good. But to dismiss the Reds is dangerous. I think some of you guys are doing it. So also the Jets and the Giants tomorrow. I am excited for that. But BT and Sal and all the fans, Sal is off up in Saratoga. Checking out the ponies, having some surfsides. Watching that Mets bullpen. 888-808-1019 is the number here. And by the way, as much as I'm saying that, let's see what the Yankees bring to the table this weekend. I don't know what to expect. Neither do you. You know, all right. And after the first game against the Twins, I came and I said, listen, I'm never going to be that guy who doesn't appreciate a win, because if that's the case, then what are we doing? You know, we can critique or attach different values to different wins, but to be like completely without any gratification is kind of missing the point. But what I did say after that first game and the second is, all right, listen, a lot of home runs, kind of bully ball, beat up on a bad young Twins pitcher. So it would have been nice to sweep them. They took two. Here we go. And now with St. Louis this weekend, let's just see. You don't need to sweep. Get a couple. And I'd love to see Volpe, who is turning his season around. And again, there's a middle ground between saying Volpe is awful and Volpe is going to be Witt or Jeter. He's not awful, and he's never going to be Jeter. So what we're doing now is that middle ground will ultimately determine how long he's here and how successful he is and the Yankees are with him as their shortstop, right? But I do think this is an interesting weekend for him because he played well at home, hit a couple of home runs. You know, he's tied. Oh, I didn't check in the last day or so maybe he's behind again by a runner, one or two. But he is he's right there with Ribbies with Witt. And he bats a lot lower in the order, obviously. So now, the Yankees' offense is better than Kansas City. I know he's had a lot of opportunities. He's come up short in a lot. There's always statistical evidence to say that, and the eye test, that Volpe is not Witt. I know that. But I'd like to see this weekend go out there and, you know, I don't need three home runs. You know, go spray five hits. Hit two doubles the other way. Drop down a bunt base hit. Rip a double over the third base line. Maybe put one in the seats, you know? Steal a couple of bases. I would love to, almost more than anything, I think that's what I'd love to see from any Yankee this weekend. Because, you know, eventually Judge will go on a tear and Belly's belly, you know, and Rice hits the ball hard and Grisham is who he is. But that's still, in terms of an offensive perspective, to me, still the biggest variable on the team, Volpe. Let me get Charlie and Bethpage. Charlie, BT and Sal, how you doing?
BT, how are you, buddy?
You know what, Charlie? Hello? Charlie, hold on. I'm sorry. My headphone just cut out. I know I have you now. I didn't hear what you said to start. Just say that again, bud.
I just saying hello, BT. Good to hear your voice.
Gotcha. I figured it was something basic. Okay, I got you, man. My thing literally just cut out. What's going on?
No problem. Just first of all, I got to tell you, I'm not happy with you and Sal.
Why?
You got Charlie and Beth Page hooked on Surfsides. I started drinking them after the last time I talked to you. I was out in the Point in Montauk. And I'm telling you, they go down smooth, baby.
They do.
And they catch up on you. I mean, oh. So thank God my girlfriend was driving me home that night in Montauk.
Hey, listen, man. I don't care if it's Montauk or, you know, by Eisenhower Park. I don't care where the hell you are. If you're drinking Surfside, you better not be driving. You know that.
Oh, no. I'm telling you that for sure. I realized that night on the 4th of July weekend.
Okay.
But, listen, let's get to the Mets, man. They are ruining my summer. It's a great summer so far. The weather's been good. And to watch them play, my favorite days of the summer, I'll be honest with you, is when they're not playing. I don't get myself aggravated at late at night watching the games. I mean, it's to watch them is brutal. And, you know, Mendoza, I'm not understanding him. Senga last night, listen, if I was Senga, I wouldn't give him the ball. I swear to God, it was like when I used to pitch him. I wouldn't give my manager. I would say, no, I wouldn't want to come out the mound. Let me lose the game. That's the way I look at it. He pitched a good game. His forkball was on the money last night. Let him lose a game on his own because we can't rely on any big hits in that lineup. It's just been very bad baseball. 13 out of 15. Started before that. We go on that 7-game run. I thought we were back, and we went on this run at 13 of 15. Yeah. It is hard to watch. And I was just in Ocean City, too. And I'm looking at all these Baltimore Orioles fans, and they give me a hard time when I match. I don't know where they give me a hard time. And I don't know what baseball they're watching. But, like, Cedric Mullen, I thought this was a great deal. I mean, I'm watching that guy last night. I know Little League kids would have got a better approach and angle on that ball. That was tough to watch last night. And it's a tough watch, and they got to turn this around.
Yeah.
And Mendy's got to do a better job. I mean, we need some leadership in that locker room. I hate the word chemistry. I'm tired of hearing the chemistry. They're grown men. They're professional players. Let's go. Go out there and do your jobs and let the Mets start winning games. Because it's annoying going out to City Field wearing my Rusty Staub jersey. It's getting embarrassing going to City Field. I'm dropping good money out there.
Rusty Staub. Charlie going old school.
I wear the Rusty Staub.
Le Grand Orange.
Yeah, man, I'm Rusty Staub. Old school Brooklyn when I started watching him.
I got you. Yeah, well, hang in there, man. And listen, maybe if Rusty was still with us, and rest in peace, Rusty. You know, maybe Rusty can come off the bench and get a little pinch hit knock like he used to do back in the day for the Mets in the mid-80s, you know? Rusty, stop. Man, Rusty's, wow. He wore his socks so... He was... At first, I didn't see prime Rusty. I know he was with the Colt 45s and all that stuff. Rusty was... And the Expos, like, Rusty was... The good version of Rusty, or the really good version... was really not the version that I saw. I just saw, like, the heavy, painfully slow pinch hitter extraordinaire. And, of course, I knew more for the right Rusty's Ribs, right? The restaurant. Rusty Staub jersey. I don't know. I'm going to more Yankee games than Met games. Hoff, I have a question for you. Have you ever seen a Staub jersey? A Rusty Staub jersey at Citi Field? Have you ever seen one?
I believe I've seen at least one. It's been a while.
Very uncommon, right? Because, Charlie, I know you're just doing something so you were on the phones, but Charlie just called that he's rocking the Rusty Staub jersey. Good for him. You never see that jersey, ever.
It's been a while.
Been a minute.
Well, yeah.
It's been a minute.
I mean, think about the jerseys you see that are old school are Seaver, Doc, Keith.
Yeah. Darryl.
Darryl, right.
Gary.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
Piazza.
Yeah, of course.
Then you get more recent like that, but Staub is rare.
Le Grand Orange. All right, let me get Steve and Charlotte, Free Odyssey app. Stevie, what's happening? Hey, Steve.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good.
Wow, first time I've been listening since 2006. Mike and the Mad Dog, never been on the lines. I'll just make two quick points, and I'll just get off. And
whoa. Steve, slow down, man. I mean, it's been so long. I don't know if you're nervous or in a rush. Take your time, dude. Let's go. Let's have a conversation. Good.
Well, the first thing is Volpe. Look, you got to give somebody having a good stretch for a couple of weeks, but a .285 on base percentage is still at .285.
And I know
that kid has light years to go before he's proven it for a lot of us.
I agree.
Another thing I wanted to say.
I agree with that.
Go ahead.
No, but by the way, hold on. Let me ask you. So you're right. I mean, we all know he's got a lot to prove. Ultimately, do you think he proves the Yankees right or wrong? Do you believe more in him or not?
No, I don't. I think he's going to be a career bench player. I'm overwatching him.
I
respect that. Maybe with a little more influx of power and on base percentage, I'll have more to believe in. But my second point, super quick, and I'll hang up and let you talk, is I don't know if this got any time on the airwaves, and if it did, I apologize, but mm-hmm. I feel like it needed to be mentioned.
Go ahead.
Clint Frazier was saying a few things last week, and one of the things he said was that he heard through the grapevine that back in 2018, that when the Yankees were looking for a new manager, that a majority of the players in the clubhouse wanted Thompson. And they made that very vocal, and they chose Boone instead.
Okay.
And I just, you know, Thompson went on to manage the Phillies. He's doing a great job right now. And we're stuck in this era of what we're in. But that's all I have to say. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no, you got it, Steve. Thank you for making that call. What? Who cares what Clint Frazier says? Honestly, do you? Clint Frazier. I mean, I actually watched his first.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
First, I stumbled on it. I wasn't really looking for it. And I think he's a smart guy. I think he's interesting. And I don't mean to minimize his opinion. That's not what I'm trying to do. I think it's just hard, especially somebody like Clint, right, who obviously did not have a good experience here at all. So how much of that is, you know, impacted by his own personal experience? I'm not saying that whatever he says is not true. I'm not saying that at all.
But if anything, if he's standing up for Boone and Cashman and he didn't have a good experience here, then you should take that opinion seriously.
Yeah, no, like, I know.
This guy who didn't have a good experience here and he's still standing up for those two guys.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I hear you on that. So I'm talking about some of the other stuff, like some of the other minutia that he's gotten into. But no, big picture, that's a very good point. You're right, Rom. I find it interesting when former players jump in, like especially guys who are just kind of out of the game. You know, very young, you know, so they're not, it's not like you have the old guy on the lawn. Oh, these guys make so much money. Oh, back in my day. No, this is his day. So again, I didn't mean to minimize his point. There's just so much noise these days. And it's only going to get louder. And it's going to, quite frankly, because there's so many voices now, it's only going to get sloppier. And I'm not talking about Frazier or former players, but the more pods and microphones and whatever that are out there for, you know, people that just jump in and just dilute the waters with some craziness, it's going to be hard to differentiate what's real and what's right. And by the way, by no means am I implying that I'm always right. I'm obviously not at all. But I think you got to know who to listen to. And I think if you have some street sense, I think you could probably pick up on, you know, what sounds right. I'll tell you, guys, and I stumbled on this as well. I think right now, and I watch a lot of this really for my son and my daughter's getting a little bit older and kids I coach. So I'm always on these like Instagram shorts and, you know, hitting. I think the guy, aside from A-Rod, who's phenomenal with that stuff. He did something, it's called the alligator arm drill. You guys got to check this out. It's for kids. It's actually really, just go to A-Rod Instagram. It's good. He dropped it a couple days ago. But I think right now, the guy who does it, like consistently putting out content, I think it's Will Clark. Like you talk to, and he's with, what's that dude's name? Ah, he was nuts. Ah, what's his name? No. He's doing the podcast with Burns. It was on MLB Network, you know, nut job, played with his hair on fire. They do a podcast. I don't even know the name of it. And Will Clark's delivery on hitting, number one, it's just raw, and number two, it's brilliant. So there's a lot of stuff out there. Certain people I choose to listen to, certain people I choose to mute. You guys do the same thing.
Grand Floridian.
Okay, nice. There you go. Yeah. There's like three or four big ones out there.
Yeah, we kind of venture out. We've done Polynesian. We've done Animal Kingdom. You name contemporary.
Did you stay in Animal Kingdom?
I did.
See, we liked Animal Kingdom in terms of the whole experience. Is it cool staying there?
Yes.
Yeah, I heard it was
good.
It's
actually, I'd much rather stay there than actually go to the park.
Really?
It's a really cool resort. There's animals all over. You wake up and there's just a ton of animals outside.
Oh, good morning. Hello, Mr. Lion.
Exactly.
Excuse me, I'm just getting my breakfast. Pardon me, sir.
Yeah, you're walking around naked and the giraffes are staring at you. It's like, all right, calm down.
God almighty. Oh, God, have fun, dude. And he's there a whole week again. I mean, really, on a scale of 1 to 10, you have an interest of 1 or 0 going.
Yeah,
this
there's zero. There's never. Wait. Let me. There's never any interest.
Never?
Never. Why would I want him to go?
Well, I mean, the first time we went for my daughter's fourth birthday, the first time we took the kids, I like Disney. I mean, I used to love Disney. Because she's my little four-year-old princess, and we're going to celebrate in the castle with Cinderella, and I couldn't wait to do it for her.
I do get that
That's
part.
Wise.
I get excited for the kids. So on a kid level, scale of 1 to 10, I give the 10. On a marriage level, I'll give it a 5 because I have to.
Yeah.
Not because I want to.
Oh, yeah.
On a personal level,
zero.
It's a 0.
I gotcha.
There is one good thing, though, is there are different ways now to drink. Like
what do you
that
mean,
is,
different ways. What do you bring a flask? There's always ways to drink.
No. Like in the past, like you couldn't really find like restaurants on especially Magic Kingdom.
Yeah,
to drink.
Epcot's different with the countries.
Epcot, it's like everywhere. Hey, you turn the corner, they got alcohol. It's like thank God for you. But in Magic Kingdom, there are now areas where you can go sit down.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, I told you what happened the first time I indulged in all the countries here. My wife and I were dating, and she was working for ESPN. She was on the sales side Dallas girl, and I'm obviously in New York. Long story short, we both meet in Florida. We're early dating. So we went to Negril. We went to we travel. We just go to beach. The early days. Early, no kids. You know, money's no issue.
The fun days.
Yeah, exactly. Leave bed when you want. You know, go to bed when you want. Anyway, so we go to Disney, and we have, like, the platinum passes because we both worked for Disney at that point. And like an idiot, I was a little bit, you know, big time falling in love. Not an idiot because of that. Falling in love, early stages. I'm like, this is the best. So I'm having a drink in every country. And when I say a drink in every country, it's like I'm having wine in every country. I had sake in Japan. I had bourbon in Great Britain. I had beer in Germany. I threw up.
You're having a margarita in Spain? Yeah, dude, I understand.
I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Oh, dude, there's legitimately...
Wine in Italy.
There are hard drinks at every single area, and that makes it nice. That makes it go by quicker.
It does. Until you wake up the next day with three kids screaming. All right, so... Yeah. Did you see Howie Rose's tweet yesterday? Howie's piped in. I love it. He's a man of the people. I don't know Howie very well. We've had him on, but I've always long been a fan of his work. I think he's great. So he jumped into the Little League World Series, and he talked about there's this young pitcher for Taipei. I love this stuff. I watch this stuff all the time. As a matter of fact, I was showing my son Cody Bellinger, and when he was 11, playing for Arizona, and his dad was the manager. I'm like, look at him. I mean, look at him when he was 10 or 11. You know, you give kids dreams. Hey, you work hard.
Trying
you never
to
know.
Manifest something.
You never know. I mean, that's, trust me, there's money put away for college and every, you know, real life, just in case. But yeah, I mean, if you can't dream when you're young, what the hell are we doing? So anyway, so we're into it, and we've been into it for years, right? So this young kid's throwing 82 from 46 feet, by the way. Because the Little League that you're watching is 46-foot mound and 60-foot bases. And I love the Little League umbrella, even though that was the league that I got thrown out of that one night. But it's not really reflective of true baseball. It's just not. You can't lead. The defenses are too short. I mean, there's no way 12-year-olds should be playing on 225. It's ridiculous. There's elements that I really disagree with. But Howie's point was... And his tweet was, he's going to be on the operating table. And he wasn't trying to be a jerk. He was pointing out, this kid's maxing out at 82, and he's 12 or 13, if not at all, has hit puberty. Like, what are we doing? And I get it, and Howie's right. And then I kind of quote-tweeted some of the stuff, and I jumped in, and you guys gave some very thoughtful responses. Many of you who are, you know, dealing with a lot of the things that I deal with and a million other parents deal with, and that's the specialization of sport. And it got me thinking, you know, and I've talked about this a little bit, not too much, obviously, but see, to me, I'm not going to waste your time debating whether or not youth sports has become a problem. It's way past that. It's a catastrophe. So what I'm here to do is try to provide a little bit of a solution. I don't have one yet, but I want to talk through a couple things. So first of all, see, the problem is, right? The way this young man in Taipei is throwing 82 miles an hour, it's not just because he came out of the womb with a thunderbolt for a right arm. It's because he is max training in Taipei, max exertion, basically 11 and a half, 12 months a year. No rest, developing joints, growing tendons, ligaments. Howie's right. It's a disaster waiting to happen. So medically, you know, preemptively, you know, and I watch how many pitches my son throws, and we don't really pitch during the winter that much. Like, just, you know, long toss, whatever. You get older. You start humming the ball if you're big enough and you, whatever, and you want to still remain as a pitcher. But the dilemma for any parent that has a youth player in any sport, not just baseball, is that if you don't specialize, you get passed. Right by you. Now, we don't specialize. He happens to play three sports. My daughter plays a ton as well. But he plays with some kids who do specialize. And my son's good. Those kids who specialize, better. Now, we'll see if they're better when they're older. They might be. They might not be. But it's not a race. Like, I'm not looking at this to change my life or to get us out of poverty. And by the way, for some people, that is the only recourse. And I'm not knocking that. I understand it. College is $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year. It's only getting worse. It's not going to recalibrate and go backwards. It's going to get more. So when you're hit with all these things as a parent, you know, my son got to be on this great travel team. I got to train all winter. I can't play. I can't play football. I got to do lessons three times a week playing baseball. No, you don't. What you have to do, and I will admit, I have not done this particular aspect of the dance perfectly because I'm human. You got to just let them breathe. You have to let them breathe. You know, eventually, no matter what, you can take any child that's born and you can, and I'm talking millions if you wanted to, you can invest millions in their development. Not only in 99% plus of the cases are they not going to be a pro. I don't care if you train 8 hours a day, have a chef, steak, protein, chicken, fruit, squats, running, I mean everything, every single day. Core, long toss. He ain't making it. He's not making it. Maybe they play in high school. They probably will play in high school. And maybe they get a college scholarship. And that really, I don't want to say that that should be the goal, but at least that's much more of a realistic destination. So, you know, and I've got to finish this, and I will. I just haven't had time. Jeez. I've got a few chapters of a book written, and one of the, about, not about Mike's career as a baseball player, because it would be basically one chapter, but more about my experience as a dad and you know, teaching kids and helping, because a lot of you don't know what's going on. You don't know travel stuff. You just don't know. How could you? I didn't know, but at least I knew baseball, so I could kind of navigate it maybe easier than some of you who never played. Anyway, in one of the chapters, I took 2 seconds of research. At one point, there was, a couple of years ago, so I would have to update it, there were 700,000 kids in the country playing high school baseball. 700,000 in all 50 states, right? JV, freshman JV, just playing a level of high school baseball. Of the 700,000, there were 2.7% of the 700,000 that played collegiately, okay? Of the 2.7 of the 700,000, there was less than 1.5% that played Division I. Of the 1.5% of the 2.7% of the 700,000%, 0.8 got money to play Division I. And that's before, I mean, I don't mean NIL money. I mean scholarship money, like the old school way. So, Howie's right. Unfortunately, this young man from Taipei is probably going to have Tommy John. And it is a legitimate dilemma that I think depresses certain parents because they don't know what to do. There is pressure. Got to be on the team. I would just leave it at this. And I mean this from the bottom of my heart because I love coaching kids. I love these guys. I love kids. I care about the next generation. Number one, you can't force them. Number one. Number two, you can't live through them. All right. And, you know, if I'm going to be totally honest, I played college baseball. I wasn't fast. My son's fast. You don't think I see elements of that where I'm like, well, if I did this and he's fast, like, yeah, as a first time, that's sure. Some misguided steps along the way. Let them play what they want and let them play everything. Because while that kid who's specializing and eventually is going to burn out and say, I'm sick of training and eating like I'm going to the Olympics since I was five, let him play it all. And then he's going to, or she, going to eventually gravitate to one. And that's going to be their joy. And that's, guess what? When there's joy, there's production. That's what they're going to be best at. You can't force it. But it is a mess out there. And I only say that because of the Little League World Series going on. And that's not a mess. Although I still have an issue with the manager that the umpire threw me out. He was wrong. And it's not really great baseball. There's some great players, but it's not really emblematic of, you know what I mean, on the club scene. It's just not. You can't lead. It's not real baseball at age 12. And it's a great, pure thing. But man, oh man, the youth sports scene is busted. And I actually think it's irreparable. Like, there's not going to be some sort of recalibration that's going to change the landscape. I'm getting a little preachy, so my bad. It's up to you as the parent to change it. No, we're good. And by the way, not all of them. I can't even attach a percentage because I don't know, but I could promise you a massive percentage of these people who are selling you, yeah, D1, yeah, NIL, yeah, pros, I did this. Okay. There's 9 different hitting philosophies. There's all this nonsense out there. Keep it simple. See the ball, hit the ball, run, catch. That's it. You wasted a lot of money. And to Howie's tweet, and to my point, it's probably going to lead to injury if you keep doing it. I'm done. See, that's cathartic for me. Obviously, I can't get on the fan to talk about this every day. I put Sal to sleep. But Bogus, you're a dad. You know what's going on, man. Now, your son's on a good team, and he's got good coaches, but you see the perils, and not only that, but the pressure. Forget about the money, which is a different discussion. The pressure of making this team and training a couple of times a week, and if you don't, well, maybe you're not on the team, and I want to play another sport, but I can't. It's a mess.
It's a mess. The only good thing is that there are definitely different levels of options that you can still find your sweet spot. Like, it's scary, the commitment financially, time-wise, and the pressure put on the kids. Mm-hmm. But if you're just looking for, I still think, maybe, like, what's the right word?
Just a good, like a competitive experience, like, without the craziness.
Something that's better than Little League.
Better than rec.
But not some kind of maniacal, factory trying to hopefully spit out a kid that 3 years from now can get Division I offers.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that's a very astute observation. I'm with you on that.
Doing it the correct way.
I'm with you on that.
Still,
yeah.
But there's too many people who are not.
Well, but think about this. When we were growing up, there was nobody that was doing this for a living. Listen. I might do it after radio. No. But like the way it was back in the day, I mean, I would go from my summer season would end, whenever that was, I don't remember, right? I'm talking about when I was before high school.
Right.
Summer season would end, and I played basketball. I played football for 2 years, but I stunk, and I didn't even love it. You know, but I was a big basketball player, too. Not great, but I played a lot. And I don't think I touched a bat, and I wound up playing D1. For months, my dad would bring our gloves. We'd have a catch in the gym. He would throw me grounders to keep my hand sharp. There was no training facility. That there was nowhere to go.
No, there were batting cages. And if you
but they weren't open in the winter because they were outdoors. Well, I didn't have any.
Yeah, I think there was a couple you could find.
Johnny Franco had one in Brooklyn off the belt, or actually off the Gowanus for a while. But that was like when I was older.
Right, but I mean, I never knew of fall baseball. And
there was no
workouts.
Yeah, it's called fall football.
And until I was 11, there was nothing to do after the Little League season ended. That was just it. You enjoyed the rest of your summer.
Yeah.
You hung out, and then eventually school started, and it was basketball season.
And you wound up playing high school baseball at Regis.
Well, yeah, loosely played.
Well, you know.
I was on the team.
But you played, to my point. But you weren't doing it every single day like a lunatic.
No.
And you played Catholic High School League, which is very good, and you were a decent player, and you got a good experience out of it.
But I do wonder sometimes if...
Of course, if you beat the crap out of you.
Yeah, sure.
Time, but you know what I'm saying.
You know, if I had found anything more professional, air quotes, training-wise, when I was younger, would I have been any better? Would I have actually
I know for a fact I would have been. I would have been better. I would have been. I would have been.
Because there is, like, the people that, and you know, we've talked about the people who do this for a living, like, I think in a good way on social media, sharing how-to videos.
Yeah.
Those people didn't exist. I didn't know.
That's what I'm saying.
No one was around me to teach me the correct way to approach a
ground
ball.
Dude, it's a livelihood now. It's a great one.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people out there who are manipulating parents who maybe don't have the experience you have or I have, and it is what it is. All right, 888-808-1019. So you want to jump in on that, obviously, Little League World Series going on, and that's just some thoughts. We ventured into a few things there, but Mendoza messed it up last night. I guess at some point I got to stop banging the drum on that, but the Mets are just a mess. I'm not sold on the Yankees. I'd love to see something from Volpe this week, and a little Jets and Giants tomorrow night as well.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair, and the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.